A popular Outcast production.
Starts again just like that?
Just like that.
This is a high-pressure show to be on.
So, welcome to another episode of Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter.
It's weird. It feels like the last episode to me.
It feels like it's only been 10 seconds since the last episode.
It's really weird. Like, it's so weird how, like, time works, because it's like a human construct, man.
It's not even linear, bro.
So hopefully, like, you guys are both loud enough. I'm too loud for life.
I'm pretty loud. Andrew's pretty loud, yeah. And, like, I'm kicking the volume up a notch.
Yeah. So. I'll try to, like, compress everything, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm sitting here with friend Chris Rao and friend of Chris Rao, Andrew Smith.
I was wondering where you're going to go with this. It was a weird moment. Like, what's the relationship, man? Friend of Chris Rao. I think that's accurate.
Yeah, that's accurate.
That's... Yeah, I mean, if, like... If Andrew were to die tomorrow, on his tombstone, it would be like Andrew Smith,
friend of Chris Rao.
So,
April 4th, 1993.
Andrew Smith, if you came to the funeral, you probably knew Chris Rao.
So, Chris and I were talking, not in the last episode, but just in between recording, about my feelings towards you is that when I'm not around
you...
Should I
turn the lights down for this?
Oh, yeah, get Amanda.
Is this going to get creepy?
Yeah. I masturbate to you.
That's normal.
People come
up to tell me that all the time.
But no.
The weird part is that they're so willing to tell me.
When you're not around, I hate you until I'm around you again, and then I love you.
I could see that.
As soon as you walk away, I'm like, God, I hate that kid. And as soon as I see you, I'm like, you're the most fun person to be
around. If it makes you feel better, I mean, I kind of hate myself all the time.
Good. That actually makes you feel a lot better.
Even when I'm around myself, I'm kind of like, oh, God, you're the worst.
Are you really making it romantic in here?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, he just went for full on dark.
Well, I don't know. I didn't think fluorescent lights could dim. I don't know why I thought
I think
that.
They can dim, like, a little bit, and then it just goes to, like... Like, dim, like when you dimmed it, didn't it just, like... You didn't really, like, go all the way, and all of a sudden it was, like, dark.
I can just sit here and do this the whole time.
You could. That'd be a weird thing to do.
For the listeners.
Yeah, these sight gags.
I got it.
Mix up with Mike Carpenter, home of sight gags on podcast.
So, anyway...
Fuckers.
Yeah, this is nice lighting. I like this.
Yeah, this is
I like what you've done with the place.
Thank you.
So, Chris Rao and Andrew Smith... Let's get real.
Oh.
No, I don't know. Fuck that. But yeah. So how do you guys even know each other aside from like open mic shit?
We both go to Susquehanna.
Our freshman year, we had to do like a community service thing when we first came to school.
Yeah. Mm. Which, in my opinion, was bullshit.
What was your community service?
We went to.
Is that when Nate's addiction started? To community service.
No, Nate's
you guys have to do community service to go to school here?
During your orientation, you do community service.
Yeah, you do like 4 hours of community service.
Because SU every year does like SU reaches out, mm-hmm. and when you're not a freshman, it's optional. Okay. But when you are a freshman, they're like, you're doing.
Are you fine saying where you go to school, by the way?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't like.
You don't like giving out any information?
I give... Have you ever listened to my show
ever? I have.
I give out no information
except
about anything.
Except that you're in your car.
Yeah, too much. Thank God. Thank God I don't have to do that shit anymore.
Yeah,
those
that's
car true. Episodes are the worst.
I like the car noises, though. Like, I like that
you're
about your
the
show.
Only one.
Did you bring your charger?
And Jim.
Oh, yeah. I like them... I think it's fun if you're doing a road trip episode. Like, if I'm going to do a special road trip episode.
Like, our delusional loners go to Philly was pretty fun.
Like,
yeah, that was fun.
Like, I think background noises can be fun if it's a special thing. Like, if I'm going to do a special diner episode where we eat in a diner, and you hear diner noises, and you get to talk to the waitress and shit.
Yeah, that's
fun. But, like, if you were doing every single goddamn episode in a diner, it gets fucking old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the Dunkin' Donut episode is going to sound like a pile of shit.
Yeah. I mean,
out. Especially when that milk steamer comes on.
That was the worst.
How close were you guys sitting to, like, the operation?
There was a kitchen door separating us from the kitchen.
There was a kitchen door and about 1.5 feet on each side of that kitchen door.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you have to do community service. What was my community service? We went to... Oh, this is the bullshit of it. My community service was for SU. Oh, we went to, like, a storage building they have and, like, moved around old desks.
I went to...
And I was like, that's not really outreach. That's more like labor. That's more like me paying $50,000 for you to enslave me for a couple hours.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, community service to go to school in the first place.
I went to the hospital across the river.
Yeah.
And... Because he doesn't like places.
Right, I wouldn't.
So I went to the
hospital. Proper nouns are...
I went to the hospital across the river. I'm kidding.
I'm going
to
explain it again because people don't want to get this. To me, no one knows what Sunbury is.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about that skeezy town across the tracks.
Right.
Like, everyone knows that concept.
Yeah.
But, like, say if I have, like, some dude listening in, like, Nebraska or some bullshit, he doesn't know what the fuck Sunbury is.
Is Sunbury the skeezy town across the tracks? Because it's pretty close to Shamokin. How can you be the skeezy town across the tracks that close to Shamokin?
Because Sunbury's skeezy town across the tracks is Shamokin.
I'm cutting all of this.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, that's the skeezier town across
it's
the
tracks.
It's a chain.
But the point is, like, no one knows what Lewisburg is, but everyone knows, like, the ritzy, artsy hipster town.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
The ritzy college, the hipster college
town.
That
town with 14 microbreweries. Like, everyone knows that concept.
Yeah.
So the skeezy town across the river, we went to their hospital and just swept their parking lot and picked up trash for 4 hours. In, like, August.
Sounds sufficiently horrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But then I came back, and, like, he was just sitting at a table with two people I knew, and I felt safe sitting at that table. And we started talking about threesomes and, like, the golden rule.
I'm pretty sure we're talking about gangbangs.
No, we were talking about threesomes, because the golden rule was 2-1.
So that's how you guys met each other?
Yeah.
Doing community service for your expensive college.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and talking about threesomes.
Yep.
And then, like, we were friends at that point. But then we had statistics together. And he was sitting in the back of the classroom. I walked in, I'm like, there's a familiar face. So I sat next to him. And that was like when our friendship blossomed.
Because the same semester we started the podcast and started doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Everything else is just magic.
Well, it was like the next semester we started everything else.
No, that was the same semester.
No.
See, I found, it wasn't. You're right. I think when I first like saw you at the first stand-up thing, I thought you were intimidating. I was intimidated by you.
What?
Because...
Have you seen yourself,
because
Mike?
Because you're pretty. It's the prettiness. I have seen myself, which is why I don't... I'm not intimidated, though.
People tell me I'm pretty.
But look at yourself, you pretty asshole. Like,
look at how, like, flush he's getting.
And you have, like, your ankle socks and your nice shoes look like they have carpet samples on them.
They have holes in them.
Of course they
do. They're supposed to.
They're ironic.
They had duct tape, but the duct tape fell off. That's how bad my
shoes
are.
And your slightly high water jeans.
Yeah.
Like, they're just mildly high waters.
These are Calvin Klein's.
And like, your, like, pseudo...
Toby dog sweater.
Ironic sweater. Yeah, with a dog on it.
I think it's full on ironic.
That looks like...
Even pseudo. I'm not being pseudo about anything. He's wearing a dog sweater.
And the dog looks like him.
Yeah, it's just... You have a fashion sense. You are well sculpted.
Like, oh, thank you.
Well, it looks like you take time on your face. It looks like you use a product.
I moisturize in the morning, or else my skin peels.
I
should really take colder showers.
So you look intimidating. You have an intimidating look to you. I don't think I'm intimidating at all.
You're very intimidating looking. You're very big, and you have lots of facial piercings.
The recorder.
Yeah, but like...
You're scary intimidating, not like, oh, he's attractive intimidating.
Yeah, but I'm just dumb.
I didn't know that was a sect of intimidating.
You've never been intimidated by an attractive person?
I don't think he ever would be, because
he is attractive.
That's true. Frustrated or upset with that they're attractive, where I'm like, where do you get off being attractive?
See, that's how I felt about you.
Yeah.
You can't be funny and good-looking.
That's really not fair, is it?
But no, no.
It's why I'm losing my hair, I think.
That's why his hair's thinning and his penis is below average.
No, it's aggressively average.
See, I feel, even if you bald, though, I feel you're just going to end up, like, shaving it so you have, like, that good-looking, like, that, like, Rob Corddry thing going on.
Yeah, maybe.
I think you could pull it off.
I think I might have a weird scalp, though. That's the unfortunate thing about balding, right?
You
don't know you have a weird scalp until you can't grow hair to cover it up anymore.
You've probably never shaved your head.
You know?
Because you're pretty.
Like, to the skin?
Yeah.
One time my dad was cutting my hair before first grade, and he meant to, like, give me, like, a 3, and he did it without any comb on it, and so, like... I went to first grade basically bald.
What's so weird about your balding, though, is, like, your hair isn't thin.
Pull your hair back for the listeners.
Like, your hair...
See, it's not that bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's not thin, though. It's just, like, going bald and, like... Like, it's just, like, here, there's a lack.
No. All of this area. Like, the whole top. The whole very top.
Maybe you're just good at hiding.
If you're
going to
get to call him mockery someday, I'll be.
That's true.
Feel better.
You could call him mockery.
I could call him mockery.
You'd probably pull it off in like an ironic way, though.
No, that's definitely. True. He'd be. Like, everyone would be like, he's just trying to look like a monk or something.
Exactly.
I'll get the last the Airbender tattoos. Like, guys, this is a choice.
You're going to start wearing a sweater vest then and just being extra ironic.
I need a sweater vest. I own not a single sweater
Which
vest.
Which shocks me.
Yeah,
it shocks me. It shocks me.
How many pairs of penny loafers do you own?
None.
Liar.
I think it's a fact. I own none.
I own a pair.
All right, so I'm
that's because Chris has got more of the old man hipsterness.
Yeah, yeah. I'm more of like an old man hipster. He's more of like a young pretentious hipster.
I don't deny any of that.
I don't know what I am. I still don't know what I am.
I don't know. You're like the kind of guy who's like, you're like a concert guy. Like that's your look. Guy. You're like a guy I'd see at a show somewhere.
I don't know the last concert I went to. I think it was Creed.
Really?
2003.
Was it? Alone,
you like Creed?
No, Creed is my guilty pleasure.
Okay.
Yeah, Creed.
I mean, I was talking to my dad the other day how like bad bands, they still their songs still get stuck in your head. Like a Creed and a Nickelback song can come on the radio, and I guarantee you, there's not a person in America that doesn't know the words to those songs.
You know who opened for Creed when I saw them?
Nickelback.
12 Stones. Yeah, you're judging me, aren't you?
No,
I saw Bare Naked Ladies in concert.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
that's
I saw Andrew WK.
That's cool.
That's pretty
he
awesome.
Was fun. Negro.
I had a bunch of friends who saw Andrew WK when he opened for Black Sabbath, like, just this past year.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't like him because he just, like,
did he just party hard?
He Steve Aoki'd it. Like, he went on stage and, like, started music and then just, like, hopped around stage and got people, like, hopped up and, like, lip-synced to songs that be funny.
It was that album, the first album, I Get Wet, just came out. He was opening for Aerosmith.
That's pretty sick.
Everyone hated him.
My very first concert, I loved him. My very first concert I saw was Cheap Trick and Aerosmith.
Oh, really?
I was 12 years old.
Andrew? Well, we were talking about what kind of music I think you like.
What is it? Oh, let me hear it.
Let's put it this way.
I feel like everyone was
named. Right? He didn't name anything, but I named the artists, and he's like, yeah, they're people he'd listen to. I've never heard of them, but the names.
Okay. No, I was going to say, that's not a very challenging game.
What I figure your music taste is, you listen to three bands on rotation. Two of them I would have never heard of, and one I have heard of, and only know of them because my hipster friends listen to them.
I don't know if that. Do I listen to three bands on rotation, would you say?
Yeah.
That's not untrue.
Radical Face?
I love Radical Face.
Tallest Man on Earth.
Love Tallest Man on Earth.
And then you usually throw, like. Right now, I'd say Modern Baseball is the third one.
Listen to a lot of Modern Baseball.
See, I just see you listening to bands that, like, with, like, ironic names. Like,
it's my only criteria.
Or just, like, weird ones. Like, I just imagine you listening to a band called, like, Three Man Dog Pile. Something that means nothing.
No.
Yeah. Something that means absolutely nothing.
No, yeah, no, they're ironic names. Tallest Man on Earth, he's, like, 5'7".
Oh, yeah.
Radical Face, very average-looking
His
guy.
His face, completely mild-mannered.
Yeah. Modern Baseball doesn't play sports. Or sing about sports.
His face, politically conservative.
See, I've never heard of any of them, so I assume...
Well, Modern Baseball is not very big. Although they're getting big
now.
Yeah,
but like neither is like Radical Face is big in Europe because of the Nikon commercial.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. The first concert I went to though, I went to my friend won a Battle of the Bands, like the state of New Jersey's Battle of the Bands in Starland Ballroom when he was like 15, so I was like 14 probably. I hate live music. Like, I don't like concerts at all.
Really?
I hate them a lot.
Of course you do.
I just don't.
Too many people.
Too many poor people around you.
No, there's too many other human beings.
Too
care how much money they
too many
have.
Too peons.
Also, I think when, like, at that time, when I was a kid, you know, I listened to, like, worse musicians. It's so, like, they always sounded better on album, and I was like, well, why would I go to a show? But I think now that I listen to people who are, like, actually good musicians, it would be entertaining or interesting to go to a show.
I don't think I've ever met anyone who said they don't like live music.
Oh, not a fan. Not a fan. Can't we just sit around and listen to the album?
And it costs less.
That's nuts. Not good for
it's
you, I guess.
More the people thing, I will say. Is someone, like, cheesing on us?
Someone cheesing on us?
I don't know what that means.
Is that window open? We're going to get in trouble.
That window's open. No, you can't get in trouble.
It's way too hot in here for that window to be open.
It's open. I'm looking at it.
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
But is that like a
for the listeners, the window's open. You can see it's clearly ajar.
Yeah. This is why I have 20 listeners to my podcast.
But yeah,
I hope I get them back from now having guest episodes.
Well, you've got a handsome guy on here now, so probably.
Well, yeah, because I'll work on a podcast.
You got to post a picture of him and like
squandered all my talents.
Like take a picture of him and then tag in your episode the tags.
We can totally get you our 40 listeners.
Yeah, you just tag something in there.
We can totally swing you our 40.
Just tag in there like Andrew Smith, handsome guy jerking off or something like
yeah,
that, and I promise you'll get listens. That's what works for us.
Almost better even.
That's what works for us.
I'll just find a photo of you on your Facebook.
All right, man. Oh, you should take one of when he was young and chubbier.
I can't picture him being chubby.
Oh, he was.
It was quite chubby.
He was very fat. Chubby. He's also there's one of him being like young and fat, and he's white powering.
Yeah, that's ooh. Great. Yeah. No, black power.
I was gonna say that seems more of a black power.
It was straight up black power.
For the listeners. We're making hand motions.
Yeah. We're fisting the air.
But if you're familiar
with... Why don't I have a TV show instead of a podcast?
Yeah. You can do like a YouTube podcast.
Yeah, I should
do
a web series instead.
Yeah, a vodcast.
A vlog. I think it's just called a vlog then, and then you're sad and lonely. I don't trust people with vlogs.
Yeah, that was me.
You had a vlog?
Oh, I attempted a vlog. I think I did 20 episodes. Not well. Not well at all.
Yeah, I think, like, it's weird how, like, this circle went from, like, everyone vlogged, and then everyone stopped vlogging, and everyone
started podcasting.
Because
that was, like, Justin Strasser. He was big on the whole YouTube thing.
He was, like, almost famous.
He and Mike Bennett were pretty big on the vlogging thing. Jeff did for a while, and then he stopped for some reason.
I think that Emily is, like, friends with Justin because of his YouTube. Like,
yeah,
that's how they met.
Yeah, I think she said that on one of her episodes.
Yeah. I think that's how I know who she is.
Yeah.
Because of... just being friends with him and then blah 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 vicariously through her blurb.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Wait, what did you say on the way here that was hilarious? I can't even remember.
Besides Gucci?
Oh yeah, tell the story about Gucci.
Yeah, tell the Gucci story.
Oh, the Gucci story is a simple story, really. some white kid from my upper middle class white town met one of my friends, and his name was like Anthony Casaplancanus or something crazy. And he said, yo.
By crazy, you mean foreign.
Yeah, exactly. By crazy, I mean not waspy.
Yeah, there's nothing waspy about a Polish last name.
Right? Or anything Eastern European. And he said, yo, what's Gucci? My name's AK. Which I found hilarious. And now, in his honor, I use Gucci instead of good in all... possible venues that won't leave me horribly embarrassed.
And I hate it.
Like, in class, I don't raise my hand and say, like, Gucci. I wouldn't say Gucci in class.
Andrew, how are you today? I'm Gucci.
I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci. I wouldn't say it to, like, my poetry professor now. That'd be weird.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
I love it.
I hate slang.
Of any kind?
Pretty much.
You can't not use slang.
I attempt not. I swear a lot. I don't think that counts, though.
No. I don't think so. Yeah. I think it used to, but now we're a swearing culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all about them
so
bad words.
So fucking great.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh, God, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money, and we can buy new microphones, and buy new cars, and buy a cruise ship, and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
So let's talk more about you being intimidating.
Yeah, okay, we can, because I'm intimidated by literally any human being who I don't know.
Did you know that we're intimidating people, you and I?
Are we?
Yeah, because
I'm intimidated by your podcast.
Yeah, so the other day, I'm messaging Kelsey. She's at work.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, guess who's here? Andrew Smith and Chris Rau are here. I'm like, oh, tell them I said hi. She's like, oh, I can't go talk to them. I'm like, why? She's like, because they're intimidating.
See, I even gave
Chris is a cuddly teddy bear.
I even gave, like, a friendly, like, when I walked in and, like, she saw us, I was like,
And I gave like, a socially a awkward, and I gave a socially awkward, like, please don't notice me, wave.
Yeah, I think, he was like, didn't go above
yeah,
the
like,
shoulder.
Like, I gave a socially awkward, like, oh, please don't notice me, but if you do, I'm still waving.
You guys waved to her. Did she not wave back to you?
No, she waved, yeah.
Oh, I thought she said she didn't wave back.
She might not have, but I don't think she did, because I remember, like, waving.
Me and Chris are so lonely, we edit waves into our lives, and people snub us. We're like, no, I remember her waving.
No, now that I'm thinking about it, I think I did the whole, like, I have to fix my hair thing. Like, I waved. I was like, my bangs are in my
eyes. I thought like you made her nervous or something. Like, I told Chris, I understand why she would find him intimidating because like of how she met him. Well, she met him at the open mic thing, and like to me, Chris at the open mic, Chris knows everybody there.
Yeah, that's true.
He's kind of in like the inner circles there.
Oh, he's schmoozing it up.
And he's funny and well known. Mm-hmm. So like. To her, not knowing a lot of people there, he would be an intimidating thing because he's kind of part of that whole scene.
Yeah, he's a figure.
Yeah, exactly. Like, to me, you, again, funny, good-looking, that's just bad.
He doesn't talk to anybody, but he's just funny.
I talk to Aaron. I tell Aaron how much
I think. I think because I didn't see you talk to a lot of people, I assume it's because they're not good enough for you to talk to.
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel like I definitely give out a dicky vibe.
Yeah,
most
totally.
Likely.
100%.
Most likely, most people think I'm a dick.
I don't think I talked to you until like the third or fourth
Probably
one.
Not.
And I thought you were the biggest asshole.
Probably. Like, that sounds
he's
right.
He's just.
I'm just afraid
he's just
of
fragile.
Everyone.
He's.
I don't think that's what people understand. I'm afraid of everyone.
Well, see, and I didn't get that until like after listening to your podcast.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
exactly.
Like, you're not an asshole.
Yeah, no.
Like a playful asshole.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, of course. That's not mine. I think
right.
You are too.
And in the camp, like in the Jeff camp.
Yeah.
That's a discussion for another time.
But yeah, like. Yeah, you seem
it's
very
just,
non-malicious.
It's just hard for me to believe
that
people think that. I'm like.
At least you're physically intimidating.
But I'm not.
Like you could kill someone.
Mm. I don't.
I'm pretty sure.
Like to me, yeah, you're just too cuddly. Like you're just.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, like
if you did, but if nobody knew you.
Like I get if no one knew me,
yeah,
I might
exactly.
come off
okay.
as somewhat.
So
I'm huge. I'm tall. I'm. You know, modded up. I'm painted.
Yeah.
I'm well decorated.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I get it.
Yeah. So, like, if I was wearing, like, my Hawaiian shirt, I could imagine someone being intimidated by me because, like, I look like I'm kicking ass.
What?
See, I see you as, like, a young, like, John Candy.
A young John.
Like, you just.
Is John Candy ever young?
Yeah.
Or a John Goodman. Like, you just seem jolly and large.
John Goodman, that might be the greatest compliment I've ever
gotten. John Goodman's pretty
good. Because I'm a huge fan of John Goodman.
I want to see his new movie,
The Monuments Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks so good. It's based off of real things in history, except, like, The Monuments Men were, like, women mostly. But.
Did you guys see Red State, by the way?
No.
Ugh.
It's like, on Netflix, right?
I had no
is it still
idea that he is, like, the star of that movie.
Yeah,
he's really?
He's the lead in that
yeah.
movie. And he's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, no, I've, like, John
oh,
Goodman.
I love it.
John
Kevin
Goodman.
Smith is killing it in his retirement.
Yeah, I know.
He's pumping out
he
the movies.
He has Tusk coming out.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I can't
and he announced
shit.
Another one, I think.
Well, like, aside from Clerks 3?
Think.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I'm retiring from movies after Clerks 3.
And all of a sudden, like, your rate of production has gone up so much.
Yeah, he's at, like,
well,
three times.
I like how his thing of, like, just that model, when you're someone like Kevin Smith, who is a director who has a cult following, the idea of touring a movie, like a concert almost, and just being like, here's the movie, Q&A, here's the movie, Q&A, here's the movie, Q&A, here, like, I love, that's
and
such a good,
like,
that's such an awesome thing
podcast.
To do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love Kevin Smith.
I don't like him as a film. Besides Clerks, I love Clerks.
Chasing Amy?
I hated Chasing Amy.
Loved it.
Jersey Girl?
We'll get back to that.
Jersey Girl is one of my favorites.
Jersey
really?
Girl,
I haven't seen
love
it.
So much.
I just, for some reason, I was like, I don't think I need to see Jersey Girl.
No, it's really
I'll give it a try.
Old comedian, George Carlin. I think it's George Carlin's best film role.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Better than Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yes.
It's a bold statement.
Yeah. I had two lizards named Bill and Ted when I was a small child. I think it's his best film.
Anyway, but I don't, Kevin Smith, one, I don't think he understands how human beings work, because his characters tend to, especially Chasing Amy, tend to speak in complete, like, soliloquy.
Yeah.
Like, where they just talk for, like, 5 minutes, not listening to the other person, and the other person talks for 5 minutes. And then I also hate the way that in a lot of his, like, in a lot of his movies that have Silent Bob in it, he has Silent Bob break the silence to like, teach everyone, all the characters,
all
a lesson.
That's that's his thing.
I hate that, because it just feels like the director, you know, being like, you're too stupid to get this, here's me, like,
maybe,
condescending all the other characters in the movie. Like,
maybe,
that annoys me. I love Clerks.
Maybe it's because,
Clerks,
like,
is fantastic. And I really like Jane Silent Bob Strike Back.
See, I see it as more...
That movie's just great.
I hated
Clerks.
As it
like
more,
Dogma?
Dogma I like a lot, too, yeah.
So you pretty much like all of his movies,
yeah,
but two.
But Chasing Amy,
I don't
Chasing
Amy. Mallrats, okay. Okay.
Mallrats is good. I like Mallrats.
Okay,
I'm
so
not a huge fan of Mallrats.
In order, we got what? Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Janice on Bob Strike Back, Clerks 2,
Jersey Girl,
Cop Out, which...
Did you see Cop Out?
Yeah, I it's fun. Tracy Morgan.
It was a studio
fun
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... But...
You didn't see, so you didn't see Red State. I'm missing one. What's the other Kevin Smith movie? Fuck.
What
Maybe
is
it is all of them. I don't know.
I can't think of one you're missing. Comic like Book Man. That was a TV show.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know.
I saw, like, one episode where it was...
I feel bad now because I used to be so proud of, like, I've been there.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, it's such a fun place to go. And I met Walt Flanagan and shit. Like, I know this is, like, before I Dylan and myself and some other of our friends went, because we were big Kevin Smith fans.
Yeah.
And we went, like, toured around, like Red Bank. We went to, like, the Quick Stop. We went to RST
Blank
Video. I took a picture in front of wearing my trench coat and shit. Like, I was like, oh, this is a good time. You know, we went to, you know, James and Bob's Secret Stash. And I'm like, oh, this is great. And now it's like, oh, well, fuck me. Like,
yeah, I saw him do one of his Q&As. When he was touring Red State, he came to Morristown and did a Q&A, but didn't show Red State. So I almost saw Red State, because I was at that Q&A, but I didn't.
I feel like I'm missing a movie that makes me sad. But it doesn't matter. Whatever.
But now, like, does that, like, what I've been trying to say is, like...
Sorry.
I know, it's okay.
What is this, Delusional Owners?
Yeah, classic Chris. Right? What I'm trying to say, guys, I just want to say this. Okay,
no. But
can I just speak?
Maybe.
Is that what
maybe
it sounds like to you?
Yeah. Maybe Kevin Smith is trying to, like, you know, create like a Shakespearean type model in his movies. Because think about it. Though.
I think that's pushing it.
I'm not going to call
it
Kevin Smith Shakespearean.
No. I'm not saying he's Shakespeare, but he's ripping off Shakespeare's model. Because Shakespeare would be like.
No, I just
long,
don't think he's
these,
a very good writer.
These
and of dialogue.
I think that's what makes his movie so good.
See, well, like some, again, like I think my main issue is again just like
good
the structure.
Clerks isn't good.
Yeah, but Clerks
the
is not a big speechy one.
That's all it is. All it is like 10-minute segments of dialogue, and it's great. Like it's good.
No. But they're back and forths.
Yeah.
Chasing Amy is like people just lecturing each other.
Yeah.
And if I wanted to get lectured,
I'd go
to church.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I get it, I guess. But
I think I just really hate Chasing Amy, and I really hate that that's the one everyone like is like, this is his best movie. And I'm like, well,
I don't think it
definitely.
Is. I definitely think Jersey Girl is it.
No, I think Chasing Amy is his best.
Really?
Clerks.
I really love, I just love Jersey Girl to death.
Oh, Clerks 2.
You know, it's really...
Is that the other one? Do you like Clerks 2?
I hate Clerks 2.
Really?
I like Clerks 2.
Everyone hates that one. I don't get it.
I like it a lot.
I do too.
But I just think I like Jersey Girl a lot, and I liked it, like... I didn't know it was a Kevin Smith movie until, like, 2 years ago.
Question, Chris,
because
you're a giant hipster. Did you know everyone hates it? Because that's really going to influence whether you liked it or not.
No, I saw...
Okay,
the first time I saw it, I was 14 years old, maybe, and I stayed home from school, and, like, it was showing...
What you're saying is you liked it before everyone else did.
It was, no.
Liked it before everyone else hated it.
No, I'm just...
Ultimate hipster.
I'm just saying that they showed it on TBS one day.
From the person with the puppy sweater.
Yeah. I'm just saying that they showed it on TBS one day, and I was like, nothing else is on. And I was like, man, this movie hits me right in the heart. And
oh, I bawl my eyes out every time I watch it.
Yeah, me too.
Is Dakota Fanning in that?
No.
Who plays the daughter? Some nobody now?
She was the girl from... It's the girl that would play whatever her name was in Silent Hill. Play like the creepy little creepy girl.
I do not watch horror movies.
Yeah, Andrew doesn't like horror movies.
I'm weird. Very skittish.
Weird.
He's afraid of living human beings. What makes you think he doesn't watch horror movies?
Regular movies are scary enough for me. I'm like, look at all these people.
Yeah, I don't think she's like a big, like, I don't know her from much else. That might even be the girl. I might be thinking of someone different. But yeah, she's no one notable.
Yeah.
She was like 6 years old or some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was really good in
that
movie.
Jennifer Lopez was great in it.
Yeah, no, like,
in for like 15-20 minutes. But
I think that might have been like the only movie she was good in.
I think Ben Affleck was fucking fantastic.
Ben Affleck was great.
Whom I love. I love Ben Affleck.
Yeah, me too.
People shit on him, but he's great.
I don't get that. Yeah.
I don't understand why people.
Yeah,
it's
fantastic.
I just
think
it's easy.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, it's
oh, to hate Ben Affleck.
Yeah, to
sure.
shit on him.
You know, he's got a Boston accent.
Argo was fucking fantastic.
So good.
Yeah.
I think I don't know if I like The Town better though.
Did you ever?
I can't decide.
But did you ever see Smoke and Aces?
No.
Okay.
Seems like a bro-y.
It's yeah. Andrew says the same thing.
As Andrew knows.
I was shocked that I liked it.
Yeah.
But his role in that movie is really good, and it's
Chris like something he was totally unexpected to like.
I know, it's like I don't like Daredevil, but like
I kind of have like a weird spot in my heart for Daredevil because I saw it like in theaters like as like an 11-year-old.
I've heard the director's cut. It's actually pretty good.
And it was my first like Daredevil. Like that was my introduction to Daredevil.
Oh really?
And Daredevil's super cool.
Well, yeah. I'm like I'm a comic. Like,
yeah.
Comics and shit, but
I thought it was okay. It wasn't the worst superhero movie ever put out. That's for sure.
No, have you seen the Fantastic Four or Green Lantern
or X-Men Origins
or X-Men Origins Wolverine? Oh my god.
I'm one of the people who like it.
What? How? Here's my issue with X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Deadpool, I get
it. The action scenes are the most boring part of that movie.
Yeah,
that's really a problem.
No, the action scenes are... The only good action scene in that movie is when Gambit saves whoever Will.i.am is playing. Like, when Will.i.am dies.
I think he's just playing Will.i.am.
When Will.i.am dies...
I don't know what his character
is
supposed to be.
Yeah, when like, Will.i.am dies in the alleyway, like, that's a good
scene. Ruined a lot of characters. Like,
yeah,
it ruined Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, no, it...
He's one of the most fun characters of Marvel World.
And the worst thing about it, too, is, like, Ryan Reynolds was a... Perfect.
Wade Wilson.
Like the best.
The first half of Deadpool was so spot on.
It was awesome. When I saw Ryan Reynolds as Wade Wilson in that movie, I was like,
That's the weird thing is that
I was like, they could not have casted
him. There's no like fanboy that I don't think there's a fanboy that thinks that, you know, that doesn't hate the way that he was portrayed in that movie.
Sure.
But I don't think there's a fanboy that wouldn't want to see Ryan Reynolds try it again.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, no way. No,
if
you go, and apparently it's still in the works.
I doubt it'll ever happen.
But if you like, I think it's going to happen because the video game did pretty well.
Yeah.
I think they
did pretty well.
I think they were testing.
See, I thought it didn't. I don't know.
Like, it did better than people expected, but I think the video game was, like, to test the waters.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
Like, they'd put the video game
to see
there.
How much pull Deadpool has.
Yeah. Yeah. And then.
I mean, like, his comics do well. Like, there's so many Deadpool series right now. Like, Brian Posehn writes for.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Brian Posehn writes
love
right
too.
Now.
Yeah.
Go fucking figure.
Yeah.
He's everything that I love. Metal and anger and D&D and fun.
Yeah. His podcast is so good.
His podcast is amazing.
Nerd Poker?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
I love it. It makes me want to play D&D so bad.
I miss playing D&D.
I want to play
I want to try it so bad.
You haven't played ever?
I've never played.
We're already halfway there. We played Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Jeff is trying to start another...
He was saying he wants to find a Dungeon Master, though.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want to be DM.
Maybe we can Craigslist for a Dungeon Master.
Because like, he and myself and Aislinn and Kelsey and Bill and fucking Ashley, like, we all started like a little campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We only got like 3 things into it, and then like all of our schedules... Oh,
yeah.
Mike Bennett, who only showed up for one of them. Yeah. Yeah, and like so, it just kind of all farted out.
Yeah.
At that time, I lived 2 hours away. It was hard for me to come down and shit. It just
I think
sucked.
What would be cool is like if we all met at the open mic like 2 hours before and played like
that.
A 2-hour D&D session and then did the open mic.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome.
Because we could play Magic the Gathering while we
play. We could
D&D.
We could play Magic the Gathering anytime.
Yeah.
But back to bullshit. Whatever.
Yeah.
We can plan our lives.
Yeah.
Wait, it's not mixing up with Mike Carpenter making plans.
Yeah. Making plans with Mike Carpenter.
Making plans with Mike Carpenter. Mike Carpenter has various guests from his people from his life come on the show and make plans with him.
But anyway, X-Men Origins Wolverine. Aside from them ruining, I was going to say, pretty much aside from all the whole movie, because aside from them ruining characters, using the stupid fucking Wolverine origin storyline, which I fucking hated.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much the whole movie, is that storyline and ruining characters.
Did that one girl turn into the moon? Am I remembering that correctly?
Turn to the moon?
What girl?
The girl, like, that gets murdered, but doesn't, or something, that he gets upset about.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't, like, turn into the moon? I made this up.
Yeah.
Oh! She tells him a story about the Wolverine and the moon, and that's how he gets his name. That's what I'm
saying.
Did you
see the last... fuck me. The Wolverine?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's fantastic.
Is it? I heard
see,
it.
See, I've heard the one where he goes to, like, he fights...
Yeah.
He goes to Japan.
I hated the theatrical cut. I hated it.
Yeah.
But then I watched, like, the, whatever it's called, like, the extended un-Wolverine cut, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. It's so good.
So, what do you... I'm just getting into this because of extended cuts. What do you think of Watchmen?
I love it.
The theatrical cut?
No. The 3.5-hour...
Yeah, ultimate
cut. Yeah.
Watched it once. I don't know if I'll ever be able to sit... Like,
I've watched it at least 10 times.
It's so... How do you have the endurance?
I think
that one is passable, but as far as ruining characters go, like, Watchmen did a pretty good job.
Of ruining characters?
They ruined Night Owl.
I disagree.
I really hated the way, like, Night Owl's reaction to Rorschach's death. Really, I hated a lot.
I get that, yeah.
That was just, like, so out of character.
There is a few parts of that movie that I wasn't happy with.
Yeah.
But I see that being an unfilmable comic.
That they filmed.
That they filmed.
Yeah.
And filmed as well as physically possible.
Yeah. The one thing I'll say about Watchmen, because I don't really like it that much, and I would never say, like, watch the movie first. Like, I would always say, just read the comic book.
Well, of course.
Yeah. But, like, just the scene, like, well, the best part of the comic book is the Dr. Manhattan, like, going through time, everything happens simultaneously. Yeah. And in the movie, how do you pull that off? And how do you pull it off so fucking well? Yeah, like, just that part of the movie, I'll apologize for most of the rest of the movie.
I'm not a big Zack Snyder fan.
Oh, no, I think he's pretty horrible.
There are things
I find 300 unwatchable.
Oh, I hate it. 300 is a half an hour of a movie filmed in slow motion.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking so bad.
Unwatchable.
Dawn of the Dead was good, though, the remake.
I haven't seen that one.
You don't harm
I don't watch. I'm thinking about getting into, like, older ones first, easing my way in. I don't like jump scares.
So funny.
But I took an international film course, and the teacher was really into horror movies, so we watched, like, the first half was, like, you know, like The Bicycle Thief, and, like more, like, required, like, if you're going to have an international film, you have to show these movies. But then the second half was, like, all just, like, I really like horror movies, so we're going to watch a bunch of horror movies.
Yeah.
We watched, so I saw Let the Right One In, the Swedish version.
Love it.
So good.
The remake is shit.
Is it?
Well,
I would never even, like, think to watch it.
Even, like the, is it Swedish?
Yeah, Swedish.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, so I thought it was, I don't know, Norwegian. Something else. No, I don't know what I thought it was, but... anyway, there's a lot of it in the book that they kind of left out.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you read the book first?
I didn't read the book, but I read a lot of the book before I watched the movie. Just to know what I was, the whole thing with the sexual ambiguity of what's the girl character's name? The whole story in the book, and this is probably spoiler alert shit, and whatever, I don't give a shit.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. In the book, she is a boy. She was born a boy, and then she was castrated.
Yeah,
and so like they don't like get into that in the movie.
They do.
In the American version, they
completely. In the Swedish version, they show like a stitched up.
Well, but that's all. But they don't ever talk about what it is though. Like she pretty much just drops.
But I think that's good. I think that's good filmmaking. Because in a book, you have to.
Well, yeah, I was
but
say,
like in the movie, you can just be
in
like
the book. There's a lot of
like,
actual
like,
backstory.
Like you can be like that with the fact that she is constantly telling what's his name. I can't remember any of their crazy Swedish
names.
Constantly telling the boy, I'm not a girl.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, don't call me a girl. Like, yeah. I'm not a girl.
I don't think they even hint on that in the American version.
That is so weird.
Yeah, it's bizarre. That's a major plot point.
Yeah, yeah, a huge plot point.
Yeah. But I think that just won't fly in the U.S. I hate that remake anyway.
And drop it.
Because that fucking movie is, what, 2009? And then
the Swedish version?
Yeah.
I think 7.
Is it? I was going to say.
Yeah, I think a little earlier.
Then the American one's 2008. Like, it's a year apart. It's like the Girl with Dragon Tattoo bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, the Swedish versions are fucking fantastic. I have no need for...
I did not like the David Fincher's version of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
I won't watch it.
But it's technically, like, pretty close to a perfectly made movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty much like shot for shot, but with leaving some...
Well, I haven't seen the original one. But, like, I'm just saying, like, David Fincher is a fantastic director, and that's a fantastically made movie.
I like David Fincher.
But I think that it's, like, the plot is not handled very well. Because as somebody who didn't read the books and didn't see the original movies, like, I was pretty lost through a lot of it. And I watch a lot of movies. I read a lot of books. Like, I feel like I can follow stories pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I don't think it's a stretch to say that it's pretty big if I can't follow. It sounds douchey, but, like, if I can't follow...
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I remember that trailer, though. That trailer was fucking intense.
Yeah,
I love good trailers.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, so there are so many movies that the trailers are just 10 times better than the movie.
The Fountain.
Yeah. I haven't seen The Fountain. I want to see
Fountain
it so
is
bad.
Still what I would consider to be my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that goddamn trailer in a theater for the first fucking time, and it's like this beautiful Clint Mansell score and fucking just like not telling any story because that story is pretty like ambiguous and incomprehensible
totally.
To tell in like a fucking 2-minute trailer.
Right.
And then just seeing like fucking crazy scenes of fucking like Zen bubbles and fucking dude
well, that's
flying
like,
into a star.
Did you see Cloud Atlas?
That was my favorite fucking movie of that year.
Here,
and it did not
thing.
Win an Oscar.
Did you read the book?
No, I want to. So
I'll lend it to you.
I would love to read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can. I think I have it in my room. Like, I can give it to you before you leave.
I would love
to. I really
the book is really good and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like the movie as much. I don't think it deserved as much shit as a bunch of people gave it.
The movie?
Yeah.
People don't like it because they couldn't get past makeup.
Yeah,
which is
not okay. You have to be able to do that. But,
yeah.
But that trailer, like that 6-minute trailer they put out, I think that is better than the movie, and I think that kind of expresses the book better than the movie.
Yeah, I can't speak highly enough about that movie.
Yeah.
I saw that, I think, 4 times in theaters, and that's almost a 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
I liked it. I love The Fountain, though. Yeah. Like, that's The Fountain is one of my most favorite
for
movies.
Noah?
It looks so good.
Oh, God damn it.
The studio's trying to get him to change it to make it more friendly to Christians.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I just...
Biblical movies done well, I love.
Yeah.
The Passion of Christ is a great fucking movie.
I haven't seen it. I don't like torture porn.
It really is.
Yeah, it's true. I don't like torture porn, I'm saying that might be torture porn. I'm like, that is torture. Like, yeah. There's no way you can cut that and have it not be torture porn.
How long are we at here? I actually kind of want to end this because I have to get going soon to go pick up Kelsey.
Okay.
I was going to say, if you're not doing anything, you can come with and we can just record in my car or some shit. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
Okay. But, yeah.
And then she can be intimidated by both of you.
Yeah, she won't talk ever.
All right, so I'm going to end this one and we'll resume maybe some other time. All right. And I live here now, so we should do more episodes and just.
Totally.
Yeah.
I was going to say, have fun. So, plugging everything, you should know by now. Snapchat, MIUWMC. Follow me on Twitter at Mike Shit. Go on my Facebook, look me up. Go on iTunes, rate, reviews, all that bullshit. I can't speak. Everything else, you guys plug your shit.
Delusional Owners Podcast.
Yes, I second that.
That's it.
That's it?
That's it?
You don't want to plug Twitter or anything
like that? I tweet like once every month.
@yo_drew.
They got them cap caps.
Do you?
First letter of both words, cap.
Really?
Yeah. I do things correctly.
That's impressive.
The yo starts the sentence, and Drew is a proper noun, Chris.
At starts the sentence. Is that capitalized?
No, at does not start the sentence. You can't start a sentence with a character.
But technically, why is a character?
Huh?
Why is technically
You know what I mean by a character.
Do I?
I got an A in this classroom in grammar. So
oh, is that why you wanted to come to the classroom?
I wanted so I could pull grammar on you bitches.
All right. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, well, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.